Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Brighton and Hove Albion press conference. And joining me to react to that are Rob Gutman, Claire Brookfield, and Mike Kearney. There's a few things discussed in that press conference by Jurgen Klopp. The Mo Salah contract is going to be the big one, the headline one of this show, because Mo Salah's agent is acting up on Twitter again. So it's an actively moving story. And of course, we've got the award-winning Rob Gutman from the award-winning Gutter Show to discuss contracts and transfers pertaining. We'll talk about the title race as well, because there's some interesting quotes from Jurgen Klopp and all of that stuff, and we'll talk a bit about the loss to Inter and the mentality of bouncing back after that. We'll have Alan Wares coming up in the second part of the show, and then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Rob, I guess I'll come to you first, because on the Mo Salah contract, Klopp sort of offers another non-update, really. He says Mo definitely expects us to be ambitious. We are here. So as the Diaz signing helped, we cannot do much more, but it's a decision between Mo pretty much. The club did what they can. Nothing has happened further. We just have to wait for it. No rush. All fine. That was a response to him basically being asked by one of the journalists whether it was an issue of ambition, whether you know, Mo Salah was considering his future Liverpool effectively, and whether the Luis Diaz signing reaffirmed some of that ambition with how much Diaz has hit the ground running. I'm sort of questioning whether it was an issue of ambition for Mo, and whether it's actually just another case again of money and length of contracts talking. I don't know how you feel about it.
Before I answer, Josh, what's Rami gone and said? Has he done something on
He's just Twitter? Done some laughing faces on Twitter.
To do with what?
Well, we presume it's to do with
Klopp's, you know,
Klopp's comments, because that's the sort of most recent thing on it.
God, he's a piece of work, isn't he? I mean, all right, well, let's try and dissect that. Before I knew that, I would say what Klopp said is the club have done all they can. I'm happy with what they've done. You very much said it's in Mo's court. And if you think about it, that's quite in stark contrast really to every time Mo's asked and he goes, it's in the club's court, I want to stay, I love the club. So Klopp has gently gone, no, it's in Mo's court. It feels, so that sounds to me like they've made him their offer, and they go, that really is our offer, you know. And Klopp said nothing's been agreed or nothing has broken down, nothing's been not agreed, which would suggest to me in a negotiation where they've gone away to go, your final offer, you say, we're going away to scratch our chin and considering our options, you know, Team Mo. But for Rami to come out with this laughing thing, that's interesting. It's as though he's calling Klopp out, really, there, isn't he? You know, we can dismiss it as just a grown man using emojis on a social media thing. But, you know, he's a grown man in a position of power as concerns Liverpool Football Club, because he's the agent of the best player in the world. So we have to take his what's childishness seriously. So I don't really know what to make of those laughing things, apart from that he's laughing at our manager, and that's really not very respectful as a minimum. And B, I don't know really what to read into it, other than he's saying what Klopp's saying isn't the case, which almost maybe he suggests that they've put their position to Liverpool and Liverpool have said no. So who knows? Maybe he thinks discussions have reached a stalemate. Maybe he thinks they have broken down. Suggests that things aren't good, to my mind.